The Coal Reality. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. The world is not on course for a sustainable energy future. That, according to the International Energy Agency, which says global primary energy demands are expected to triple by the year 2050.
It's estimated that by 2050, 3/4 of the world's population will live in cities. Whenever they move into an urban area and all of a sudden they demand some basic primary energy consumption.
Energy specialist Dr. Charles Ebinger says if clean electricity is a concern for our future, then emission-free nuclear energy cannot be ignored. It has got to be part of the energy mix.
I think you will see China and India continue their nuclear programs. And I'll tell you, I think we better pray they continue their nuclear programs. Because if they don't, what they will use instead will be more coal, which will do more to release emissions in the atmosphere.
Coal remains the cheapest energy source for electricity generation today. And despite all the attention on carbon footprint, it's actually growing in use around the world. Without the continued use of nuclear energy, Ebinger says, the outlook will be grim.
If India and China continue to use coal because they forego nuclear, if you look at the hard numbers, you can't come to any other conclusion that it doesn't make any difference in terms of stopping global climate change what the United States does, because those two countries alone will raise the temperature to the levels that the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change tell us that by 2050 could be catastrophic.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.